וידבר השם מוישה לאמור, זוהי חוקס התורה אשר ציווה השם לאמור. דבר בני ישראל ויקרו אליך בכל האדומו, תמימו אשר אין בו מום, אשר לא יעלה עליה אוהל. תורה הקדושה tells us the parish of Zois Chukas HaToyu. This is the Chuk of HaToyu. Speak to Klal Yisrael, you should take a Pora Aduma, a Pora Aduma, Tzmimo, Asher Adabim, Nei Zov Yichoy, a Pora Aduma, Tzmimo, whole, Tzmimo, Asher Ein Bo Mum, Asher Lo Elo Elo. So we know the Kashas, everybody talks about, what is the Zois Chukas HaToyra? Is it Zois Chukas HaPora? Zois Chukas HaToyra? Zois Chukas HaPora? Is the Chuk of the HaToyra? Chuk of the HaPora? Or second of all, the Maisa, what is this Yisroid of HaPora Adur? Rabbi Yisai, we know it's very, very deep. We know something that Shlomo Melech, Shlomo Melech wasn't able to be Masik. The Gemara Nida tells us that it was the Ein of why the person sprinkled and becomes Tomei, and the person who's getting, he becomes Tor. It's an interesting concept, the one who's Tomei, he becomes Tor now, the one who's sprinkled becomes Tomei. But the Maizdi Torah does at the end of the parasha, as Al do tell us, Rashi brings, that the Medrash Agam is he's matzik from Yisrael from Moshe Adarshin. V'yikhu eilecha mishalahem. You should take for yourself from your own. K'shem shem parchu niz meizav la'ego mishalahem. Kach yaviu zu l'kapar mishalahem. You should bring from you just like you did the chet ego. You brought from your own. So this parah aduma. Moshal l'ben shifcha shitina falten shel melech. The daughter of the Shifcha, the son of the Shifcha, he made dirty, he soiled the beautiful palace of the king. Omru tovo ima v'tekanech hatzoya. Let the mother come and clean up the dung. Kach tovo ipora v'techaper ala egel. So should come the pora aduma and be mechaper on the cheta egel. Aduma, as he says, they were mechat etzmimo, Hashem shiso ha'etzmimim. And they became Bali Mumin. So the Moshe Adarshin, we don't understand either the Parah Aduma, at least that concept, but we do understand about saying the Parah Aduma. Rashi means from Moshe Adarshin that this Parah Aduma had a lot to do with the Kapora for the Chet HaEgel. This was the Kapora for the Chet HaEgel. Rashi goes on and on. So you burn the paro, you burn the paro just like you burn the sefer egel. What's the yisoid over here? What's the secondly, we understand the Indian. So we asked one kasha, right? What is the Indian of the egel being a kapora for the chet? I'm sorry, the paraduma being a kapora. Yavo ima, the mother come and clean up the mess the child did. What's the representation of that in the paraduma being thing that cleans up the mess of the Chet HaEgel? And more so, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoid of the Parah Aduma, Rabbi Yisai, if you understand what it is, you learn the first parasha, Parashat Chukash, you'll see very carefully that the Parah Aduma is coming, and we burn the Parah Aduma, we take the ashes, we sprinkle it on a person whose tummy makes. And that's how he becomes tar from his tumas and mace. The contact with mace. The tumas hameis that's caused by the death of the person, that is what brings about this tumor that the concept of the Nepora Adum is coming to the Messiah. What's that in Yerushalayim? So Be'etzem, we've said maybe in Shavuos before and Parashas Chukos along these lines, but every year has his own chiddush, every year has his own mashal, his own yana to talk about what's going on in the world today, Malitzlan. But the concept we want to do, and it maybe goes to Achonah for Ben Asman or Bosai, there's a lot to talk about in this parasha, Achonah for Ben Asman, and maybe it's Hashem will speak in America on Thursday, hopefully we're going to get together Bosai. At least I'll be there. But anyway, but the Soya Torah is Rabbi Yisai, what was the chet of the chet ha'ed? You want to analyze, you want to crystallize it, you want to go and try to, what happened to the chet ha'egel? What was so terrible with the chet ha'egel? At the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, what exactly was the sin of the chet ha'egel? L'maisa, everybody understands, everybody realizes that the pshan, the chet ha'egel, at least the posh pshan, is not so posh. I mean, the psukim look, so went and took an eagle, and an eagle zav, and they start to worship it. But the Zorah at its highest point. But Lamaisa, if you go into the Mefarshim there, we understand there was a different whole purpose over there. We're talking about Klaiso, who was saying by Hasina, even though the Erev Rav mixed in. But Avad over there was going on was something very much deeper. And the Mefarshim bring down, Beis Halevi talks about it, other Mefarshim talk about it, that the Yisoid of the Chet HaEgel was something not so partial at all. You see that Klai Yisrael lived with a tremendous haracha, a tremendous spotless to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the leader, he was the one that they believed, Vayaminu Bashem and Moshe Avdo, they didn't believe in Moshe, but they believed that Moshe was Taka, the servant of Hashem, and Moshe was going to be the one to lead them, to hamadrich them, to guide them, to take them into Eretz Yisrael. And here all of a sudden, what do they see? They see a picture of Moshe dead, and as we know, they were very afraid to have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always felt they needed somebody in the middle. What's called a Mittler in German, the famous Meister with Shimon Schwab, and he once was giving a shmooze when he came, and he said, "We don't. Klaishel doesn't need a Mittler." And those Germans, they come and talk about they look like Shmuel, you know, they were trying to make a whole thing against the rabbi. And he said, "We thought you said a mitla." He showed them inside. Rav Shimshon for her says that the travelers that was used aveir. They don't. Klai Yisrael was trying to use an emsoi. They need a new emsoi. They chas v'shalom stop worship of Avodah Zarah. They made a cheshbon. We have no one to lead us right now. We don't have a leader. Let's go and make something that will be a leader for us. I have a whole hezbon in the parasha where they want to daf with a calf now and pick Aaron. Because they realize that a mortal man, not for different shmooze for the time of Parashat Kisisa, but they realize a mortal man, they saw what happened. We can't rely on a mortal. Let's get something that we know will be around forever. At least a slow one. But we'll have something that's going to be an emsoi. That was. But what was the void? They wanted to use that as an emsoi to be able to be a middleman. To be able to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have them as a leader. And they would be able to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they thought, in their minds. So what was wrong with that, Rav Moshe Be'etzem? If that was the true Kavanah, so what's the big, the terrible Chet HaEgel, Rav Moshe? The terrible Chet HaEgel, that to this day, V'yom Pokati Eschem, could be till this day, was suffering for the Chet HaEgel. Every time we do an Aveira, it's the start of that union of the Chet HaEgel, causing the terrible Einshim and the tragedies. Why? Chmol Litzlan. Because they did, they had this machshavah. Okay, maybe they made a little mistake, but they would. L'chor they meant l'shem shemayim. But the teretz is Rabbi Yisrael. That's why it's looking as though it's chukas ha'toyer Rabbi Yisrael. We could say Rabbi Yisrael. And that's why the tshuva is the meaning of the Kor Aduma is because as the Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us, on the words of zoi chukas ha'toyer. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, we have to understand that when we do mitzvahs, when we serve Hashem, it's not because we understand the cheshbon, It's not because the cheshbon we made is the right thing. Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have benefits. It's good life. To serve HaKadosh was a very good life. It's a healthy life. It's a happy life. It's 100% true. But we can't make cheshbonos when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot make cheshbonos. We have to do what the Torah tells us to do. We have to do what the Torah guides us to do. We can't start making cheshbonot. Because when we start making cheshbonos, we start to think about it, you know, svaris and reasonings and different types of ways to figure out how to do something, and we say, you know, the Torah wants me this, but you know, the Torah wants me to get up in the morning for Shabbos. Of course it does. But a guy can never go out to the cheshbon. But I know my brain. My brain is something very unique. That's why I'm interested. No. But I have a very unique brain. And my brain, when it's on 25 horsepower, even when it's on 100 horsepower, it's not so, no. But when it's on 25 horsepower, for sure, it's difficult. And especially I have, according to all the doctors, I have ADD, ADHD, and ADID, a new thing that came out. They just discovered me with it. I'm the first one in the world that has it. Advanced deficiency. And I can't, if I'm not well rested in the morning, I will not be able to focus on the Gemara. If I'm not well rested in the morning, I won't be able to, who knows what. So, Shachris, I'm a good cheshbon, push all Shachris. Especially Bein HaZman, you know, that's one of the most times the cheshbon is coming to play. Guys make unbelievable cheshbonis. Well, it's Bein HaZman anyway. You see, and if I stay up a little bit later, you know, obviously, I have to get an outlet. So I stay up a little bit later and, you know, take out that small screen and watch a good video. I could press one button and watch Yeshiva Shmooze, Baruch thanks to Augie. Or I could press a button and watch something that Yeshiva talked about in the Shmooze. Also on a different button. So I make a cheshbon like this. If I hear the Yeshiva Shmooze, okay, I won't really know what he's talking about, how bad it is. I think I should press the other button, then I'll need the Rishiva Shmooze. Then I'll understand carefully what says in the Rishiva Shmooze. I go out to the Cheshbon. It'll be much better Shmooze. It'll have much more effect on me. No? I'll understand exactly what he means. That my eyeballs are glued to the screen. And I have to chop it off with a new, knife. What's it called? A Chinese knife. What's those things called? A razor blade knife. I have to get it off the screen with my eyeballs for 71 hours straight. I got addicted to who knows what, to who knows what. But now, my eyes, the shmooze will be better. I'll press that button, get Augie's live from Tiferes Chaim Yerushalayim. That's a gevaldike cheshbon in his mind. I don't know where the guy's coming from, but in his mind, he's like a gevaldike cheshbon. And so forth and so on. We make Tamei Cheshbon to Hashem. And the one Cheshbon that we have to have in our whole life, especially Ben Hazman, is this what the Ben Hashem really wants me to be doing right now? Is this what he wants me doing? Talking about apple seeds, how they grow for about 16 hours at night, contemplating the breeze in the forest about apple seeds and about apples. To contemplate for hours about these types of things. You know? The Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi said, a cheshbonis, says the Pasuk in Kohelet, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a person yashar. The Hema Bikshu, a cheshbonis, Rabbi said. I want to say a tifa of what it was, Tzachashli Mamish, just now. Took me a long time. Just now, this is what I want to say in the Shmuel was Tchaj this year, but what are we saying now? That the whole Yisoid of the Kapara of the Kvar Duma, you know what it is? You know why it's Mechap on the Chet Egel? What was the Chet Egel? Cheshbonis! Let's try to understand how we should do it. Is that what the Kvar Shem was? No. This is the Hemhal for the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi So dear boy, Zois Chukas Atoy comes along the choik. We have no understanding what's going on over here. Sprinkle some stuff. And it's Matara, this guy, the Talmud is going to sprinkle. What's the pshat? The pshat is that we can't have no head. There's no reasoning. You can't apply reasoning here. And that's the kapara. The kapara is, we're not supposed to go with reasoning. We're supposed to understand the mitzvahs, but we're not doing them because we don't understand, We're doing them because we want to do Ratzon Hashem. That has to be our ultimate goal, and everything on the top of the list is this what Ratzon Hashem is, and I'm doing for Ratzon Hashem. We can try to understand to our best knowledge, and we try to understand the mitzvahs, because we want to understand the Gshmak Shabbat. But even if I don't understand, and even when I do understand, why am I doing them? Because it's Ratzon Hashem. That's the pshat, and that's what Or Chaim says, those chukas at Torah. It's a rider, you keep the whole Torah for Hashem when you do a chukim. Those chukas at Torah. Because it doesn't, you know what? Because if you only keep the mishpat, which the Gemara says in Yuma, means mitzvah that I understand, so maybe I'm only doing it because I understand. It's right not to steal. It's right not to murder. But I do mechukim, which shows that the reason why I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because I understand. I don't understand. But I serve because I serve. So that's a rhyme in the whole Torah. So it's because I'm president. The fees there, boys, I want to say a tefillah for a beautiful. Mamish, this year is a schadish to me. Unbelievable vart. What is it with Mechaper on, boys? It's too much a mess. You know when Misa came into the world, boys, it says the pasuk in Koheles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person yashar. V'heim ha'bikshu cheshbon Yisraeli. Hashem made a person straight. And he asked for, he looked for cheshbonis. He looked for reasoning and tried to figure it out and making his own cheshbonis. Chazal said, unbelievable Zal. Odom HaRishon, everybody said, everybody knows what happened on the Rishon. Hashem made him straight. Very straight, Chazal tell us. Heim ha'bikshu, he made a whole cheshbon. Let me eat from the Eitz HaDas. Rabbi Sai, let me eat from the Eitz HaDas and I'll have more knowledge and I'll bring whatever the Tzvaras are, I'll bring the Yetzer Hara into me and I'll be able to find, I'll get more schar. Hashem told you not to eat from it. But he had a whole cheshbon. What was his cheshbon? I eat from the Eitz HaDas. So if Shad is, I'll be easy to kill the king. Yodei Toiv Ra. I'll know Toiv, I'll know Ra. I'll understand things better. I'll have a bigger Yetzer Hara. And I'll be able, if I conquer it, I'll be a more schar. Cheshbon, you don't make cheshbon, be a yashar. Don't eat from it. You have a cheshbon, why it's good. Don't eat from it. You have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands. What did it bring to the world? Misa to the world. Nimsa, that Misa came to the world, which is Tumas HaMes, came to the world because they even picture cheshbon, because they asked for cheshbon. The paradum is mechaper. It's matar misa. It's unbelievable what we're saying. Why is matar misa? Because that's the whole yusoi. The chesorim. What brought misa to the world is heim picture of Chesbonis Rabbit. What's matakin that is the paradum. Because paradum is the yusoi that we don't have. There's no Chesbonis. Paradum is no Chesbonis. There's no havon in it. Doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Sprinkle, he becomes tar. He becomes tell me what's going on. We understand what the Chesbonis is telling us to do. We don't understand, but we do it because of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Heim HaBikshu. That's the tikkun of us. And the Chet HaEgel was the outgrowth of other Rishon's Chet, of Heim HaBikshu Cheshbonis Rabbim. And the tikkun from everything is the Parah Zimis Chukas HaParah. Tere Parah Zimis Chukas HaParah. We have to end soon, Rabbi Yisai, but it's a Mary the Gevor, Rabbi Yisai. What we're saying before, Rabbi Yisai, it's so, so important, especially now, Ben Azman. Especially Ben Azman, because we're not in Yeshiva, we're not in Rabbi Yisai. We do make our own choices, Rabbi Yisai. We make our own choices. And the number one thing we have to know, that normally we make the wrong choice. No, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not to say. But a lot of times, Rabbi Yisai, a person is very, very, very nagua ba'atzmoi. And also, once you start, like I tell guys in the morning, when they get up, everybody knows, it's even on, you can catch it on the music video. Shem Max Edelson. On the music video, Rabbi Adam says not to think. In the morning, Rabbi Yisai, you can see it very, very much. A guy gets up in the morning, he's thinking about 25 different reasons why he should not get up now. My toenail that I cut off last night is on the floor and screaming out at me. That's still hurting. What does that do with me now? I don't know, but I need time to think about it. And he falls asleep. Every different thing, if I get up right now, what's going to happen if I come to Shacharis? And, you know, I have to go somewhere later on. especially if in a zman, and I have a 9:30 appointment. If I get up too early, I'll probably take a nap after, because that's you know, I have to take a nap sometime or all the time, one of the two. So I'm gonna probably take a nap afterwards, and I'll get up. I'll miss the appointment. So I'll just sleep till get to 9 o'clock minion. Yeah, 9 o'clock at night minion. Next thing he knew, get up. You know, they're screaming from the outside, his mother goes, get up already! It's been 3 days you've been in the bed. Wow, so short? And she was, anyway, but at the end of the day, everybody said, that's the story in his mind, everybody said, you have to make schedules. You have to make a schedule for yourself. You have to make a mahalach and a hayoyim, and you have to stick to it no matter what. No cheshbonis. Well, if I learn, you know, today I'll learn, but tomorrow. You start making cheshbonis, and the thing everybody said, the Yetzirah is a much bigger mechashbon than you. He already has unbelievable cheshbonis. It starts on the plane. Get on the plane. You know the first thing it's always in the sign with, after you see that you're sitting next to who knows who. But the second thing is the movie, whatever. But anyway, you're sitting in the seat, and you of course took your Mesilas Yesharim on the plane. You're sitting so nice, and then you see everybody around you. Is not being oisim the seals of Sharon. They're opening in the opposite of the seals of Sharon says. You're trying to see the Soyin HaChasidus, and your eyeballs, all of a sudden, for some reason, it doesn't make any sense, start moving in a different direction. And all of a sudden, your eyeballs hit another screen of Oisim. And you don't want to really look, maybe you do want to look, and the mice you start looking a little bit, and then you make a cheshbon. The mice, at the end of the day, it's a design to the Sefer. So we have to close the sefer. But I'm not going to look, you know. You can't just, I'm looking a little bit. There's nothing to the sefer. Let's put it away. Then all of a sudden, oh, but I'm happening to be looking over there on the screen, and I could hurt my neck. I'm going to have to go for the chas v'shalom neck surgery. All those stretches looking over the side of the other guy's seat. So I might as well just put on the movie. Just a small thing. I'm going to watch, you know, the plane, how far we've moved. You see people on the thing. They don't watch it. I was on the plane with it. There was a lady next to me in the last plane, I just remember now. So she had a very stark husband. She wanted to watch the movie. I said she was like, but she wanted to watch the movie. So she was sitting next to her husband, and he was like very from Daima, you know, all the time learning. So he got up to go down. I saw right away. She's watching. She put on something. It didn't look like. But anyway, he comes back. She switches on to the plane. You know how far the plane has moved. And these people that sit there sometimes I'm thinking, like, you have to know every 30th quarter of a second. If the plane moves to Bolivia or to Algeria, where are you holding? If it's a second over Algeria, and that same stupid picture comes on, we're holding over Algeria now, and two will be in Bolivia. I can make an afghamina that you're flying at 2,675 watts, and it's going down. And it's minus 37 degrees outside. Everybody wants to know what the weather is outside the plane! Everybody wants to know it. It's getting cold, it's hot, it's cold outside. Who cares what the weather is outside the plane? I don't know. I hope no one's planning to take a little excursion outside the plane to know how the weather is. But anyway, hours and hours on that. But anyway, the guy says, you know what, I'll just watch that. I love seeing, you know, the different things that come up. First they show that picture of where the plane's going. And you see that little inch, it moves a little further with a line. It's now holding the middle of the Atlantic. If you want to know, if anything chas v'shalom happens, you're mamish in the middle of the Atlantic right now. And it's good to know. But anyway, where you're holding, and here and there, and back and forth, and seeing, and what's the nafkamina? Take a mishpach, at least, you know, I don't want to say it, but take a mishpach magazine. Read what somebody has to write about Obama or something. Maybe it has a little more interest. But the guy sit there and watch that. Okay, but if you see, say to yourself, you know what? You're right. It's pretty stupid. The machine just gave a whole shmooze. Why would I waste my time with this? Let's go to something more important. Next thing you know, I'll play games, video games. Slowly, the Yetzer Hara makes thousands of cheshbonos because he's gavald. And then they seem very logical. To yourself, for sure, who has that time? Ooh, do they seem logical? And slowly get lured into different things that you won't want to do. And if you would take yourself out of the picture for yourself, and you'd say, so foolish, look what I'm doing. What am I doing? If you ever take chas v'shalom a person out of it, a person looking at a terrible thing on a thing, you know, if you ever see a guy will always be embarrassed with somebody else. Why is he embarrassed with somebody else? A guy walks in on a guy, you catch him watching, a film of who knows what, but we're going to talk about it over here. It's medrash. But a nice film, I would say. Not anything that anybody here would want to see. At least not in front of anybody else. But Maisa, but not anybody else want to see, I would say. So another guy walked into the room, quickly he would sort of change the channel, quick, why? Why is he embarrassed? For? Because I just could, you looking at it, you're thinking, it's a pastiche. It's not about what are you looking at for? What are you looking at animals for? You are animalistic things. What are you looking at it? What do you have with it? It's disgusting. It's terrible. What are you involved with? What are you watching? Stupidity. Even it's a movie that you know doesn't have so many of those scenes which soils your soul. SOS. Soil our soul. New thing coming out. But anyway, if you don't watch those things, but just stupidity, because it puts in your mind the most stupid, most ridiculous things. They'll show you people who do the craziest thing. They put their head in the mouth of an alligator just to get on the thing, everybody said. You know, once in a while, get some lunch for the alligator. But he got to put his head in the middle of an alligator. Here, he can pick the nose of a lion and show you how he picks his nose. And what is this? These stupidities of the world, everybody said. For what? Because it puts stupidity in your head. But the mice that you saw that farm is, you saw it because you're thinking, I'm bored anyway. This is Shmir saying, Naim, if I don't look at that, I'll probably look at somebody near me. And if I don't do that, I'll do that. And if I don't do that, the boys say, all these cheshbonos, it could be sometimes they're right. I just have one eitzah. Talk it over with your local Orthodox rabbi. Talk it over with him for a seer. Or think, oh, so you say, well, I'm on the plane. I'm not going to pay for that phone call. It's like $74 a minute to get the phone. So the eitzah of the place would be, if you don't talk it over with your rabbi, but think of what your Rebbe would say. That could be the most diukna of Rebbe, have you take with you, your Rebbe with you, and think, what would my Rebbe be saying right now? What would he think that I should be doing right now? Sometimes there is a mokum for it. I even tell guys, you need outlets, there's 100% most outlets. Games, this, we have X. There are things that need it, but you have to be very careful about that. The Yetzirah starts with cheshbonos. The story of everything is, don't let those things, let the cheshbonos start. What's Ratzon Hashem? What is actual Ratzon Hashem? Was the Torah say Ratzon Hashem is, what would be in this case? What's Ratzon Hashem? The person takes that with him and uses it out and thinks about what Ratzon Hashem and Beis Hashem. We're able to make a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, on cheshbonos, Yizirchot Mesakim, himself, Sacking the world, and bring to Mashiach the King of David, Amen.